Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text next step to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to Las Vegas. It's the Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast. I'm Bethany, and we have Meek to my left, Elizabeth to the right, holding it down as always. We're just going to jump right into the show today. We're talking about friendships and love languages. Now, we know that there are friendships. You have your associates, you have your friends, you have your like best friends, but a lot of people don't understand that friendships come with a love language as well, just like romantic relationships do. And I was kind of thinking about this because, you know, one of my best friends back home in North Carolina where I grew up, we've been friends for like 21 years and she's coming out here to visit. And I was thinking about her and her love language. And, you know, she's coming out here to visit, like I said, and I realized that her friendship love language is quality time. And it started to make me think, what is my love language when it comes to friendships? And I really couldn't figure it out. So I want to bring this question to y'all. As my friend, what do you think our love languages are, our friendship love languages are with each other? I noticed with you, Meek and Elizabeth, you guys hang out more than we do because you guys are, of course, you guys like live like basically neighbors. But I see that quality time is probably a thing with you two. No homo. Do you agree, or is it just because you guys are so like close, neighborly?
But I feel like if I live next to you, I'll be at your house all the time too. Mm-hmm. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it has a lot to do with vicinity.
When we were working all the time, like you know what I'm saying. Like that's what kind of like really bonded you and I together. You know, like working so much together. It might be quality time, but the thing is like, I don't know if it's a must because like, I'm also fine not seeing y'all for a while. You know what I'm saying? No, I know y'all respect that, because like we all have those moments where we just want to just be with ourselves. Like, we love our me time. So like, I'm not one of those people where it's like, if I don't see you, oh my God, I gotta see. Like, I'm not. So I do appreciate quality time. I love like, you know, our conversations. We could sit and talk on the fucking phone or anything for hours. Like,
I mean,
hours,
we just hours. Did before we started.
Right. Right. Let's get this shit started. Like, yeah, a whole like hour and a half later. But it's quality time, access service, affirmation. Yeah.
Because we don't really care about gift giving. We give gifts anyways.
Physical touch. Wait. Mika's a very physical, touchy girl.
I am.
We be in the club. She gonna straddle your ass and dance all over you.
I smack ass too.
Yeah, I love my girls. Like, I do. I'm a very affectionate, like, especially if we out and I'm like, this is us. Look, D, the streets, they love us. They love us, D. Yeah.
Especially when we get lit.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess you could say quality time, because I think you're right. Because even though quality time, it doesn't mean that I have to see you every day, but I do appreciate like the space that we create with each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that kind of falls in line with quality time.
But I think also though, Meek, you also are a gift giver. When you see something, you are a gift. So yeah, because I mean, like, you would bring cakes by. If you saw something at the store, like, oh, I thought about you when I saw this, so I bought it. It's like, oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Thanks. Like, yeah. You're pulling up on Christmas with gifts.
Did you get you a mirror?
No, she didn't get it yet. It's still right here on my damn dresser. And I forget every time. And it's still like, it's still in the container and everything. Like, I haven't opened it or nothing.
No. So when me and Liz went to LA, we drove to LA, I got to see this mirror and I was like, yo, this is what she got. This shit is fire. I was like, you know what? How about this? Let me take this and you take the one that she's supposed to give me. Cause
and
that.
I'm like, no.
No, I have one for you though. I have one. Okay, I have to remember. I gotta put it in my bag. I gotta put my bag and drop it off because.
Oh, like yours, brand new, not open.
It's not even open.
My purse and everything. We don't want that. Yeah. Drop it.
Yeah. So, Meek, you do have some gift giving in you. You really. I feel like quality time. Even though you know you understand boundaries. Because have you guys ever had like friends that? Or
smother you,
honey.
Yeah, girl. like if you don't talk to them every day. Yeah, if you don't talk to them every day, they think it's a problem. Like, bro,
they literally take it personal.
Yeah,
take it personal. Or how about you have friends that like if they don't know every special engagement, every single moment, or an important person, like they take it personal, and it's like. I don't look at it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at it like me building my tribe, and like each relationship has its unique purpose. And I don't, you know, like with some of my friends, I do purposely choose not to indulge in certain conversations, but it's because of like the way the energy can flow. And I'd rather not, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing personal, nothing against, but I just rather not, you know,
just not engage into that negative energy that's going to come from that.
I don't want to automatically condemn it as negative, but right. I just, it's just an energy that I just rather just not, you know, indulge in. So, But yeah, you got people that's like, I gotta know everything about it. I'm like, bro, to me, that's not what my relationships are based off of. I would love to, like, I have many friendships where, like, I haven't talked to them in years, but if I was to pick up the phone right now and call them, it would just, like, you know, pick off right where it started. Those are relationships that I really, like, cherish and, like, you know, like, hold on dear to.
Because I feel like people understand, like, life is happening. Like, we can't drop everything to check in, because I have those friends where if I call you, we're gonna be on the phone for like 4 hours.
Girl,
talking about okay. everything. We were like, I'm going to call you. All right, I'm going to get off this phone. Another subject. Right. Oh, let me get off this phone. Another subject. Right.
And then also as like as life happens, you know, like you and your friends start to take different paths. So like, even though like the love and respect is there, like the I guess like you can say like the purpose within life is different. You know what I mean? You have different goals or different, you know what I mean? Like one of the things that happened with me is I have friends that aspire to be married, you know? And those that listen to this podcast, y'all already know how we feel about marriage. Like, I'm not completely against it, but like to wake up and be like, I want to be a wife. No, that's right. that's a no for me. So to be like, and the reason why I say like that's a thing for me is because some of my friends will look at some of my actions or how I, you know, address certain situations or how I quote unquote carry myself and be like, well, if you ever want to be a wife, like time out.
Hold
up. So wait, is all your close friends, are they married? But you? I mean, besides us.
Y'all. Like, y'all.
Besides us.
No, but y'all are my only single friends. Everyone else is in a committed relationship. Everyone else.
One single friend, actually.
Oh, damn, Liz, you're the last Mohican. You're the last one. Yeah. Okay. I forgot. No, and that was no disrespect because, you know, I approved this message, okay? So that was no disrespect. So it's just fresh, and I'm just used to talking that way. But, yes, you're the last Mohican, Liz. But I will say with B, like, B isn't, like, on some, like, you know, like, if y'all want to catch a good man, follow these rules to catch a good man. Like, it's not on no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I'm happy. I love seeing my girls happy. I love to see them bask in love, you know?
But I'll be getting excited. I'll be seeing your stories. I'll be like, tell me more, B.
Right, she put that glass slipper on, honey, and it fit. Wow.
Yes, Cinderella.
So Liz, what do you think your friendship love language? Because I'm still like in limbo. I don't understand what mine is. Because I'm the type of person that likes to just fall back and just give people space. I'm here if and when you need me. But I'm also the type where if you cross my mind, if I don't hit you the moment you cross my mind, I'm going to forget to be like, man, I should have called.
I'm the same way.
You know what
I
mean? That's me. But it's not that I don't think of you and I don't like want to reach out. It's just that like sometimes I'm just so busy, but you are on my mind.
Right.
Like I think about you, but like that's how I am as friendships. And I know that's an area I need to work on. That was actually one of my, like, I don't make resolutions, but that's one of the things that I said, you know what? I need to do better at checking in on my friends. So what would you say yours is, Liz? Do you know?
I mean, I would say I'm a little bit of everything. I don't give gifts as much as Meek do, but I mean, like I'll randomly, you know.
I just love how y'all out here making me seem like a trick.
Mom randomly buy shit and, you know, we go out.
I'll cook for you.
Yeah, I'd be like, I got this. You know what I'm saying?
Affirmations, like low key. Like, if you ever wake up, you feel down about yourself, call E. She'd be like, bitch, what? No, you have you seen yourself? You are bomb. Like, girl, I don't know if you noticed, but like, she's definitely affirmations. Like,
I do a little bit of everything.
To be honest, Liz is probably one of the reasons why I'm going to be a motherfucking problem come summertime, because I got this one up in my, all in my ear, like, bitch, you got this, bitch, you getting your education, you doing so much for yourself, like, you know what?
She is.
You're right.
Okay, so what, you got Liz down, so what am I?
I think you're a gift. I think it's gift, but I think like your gift giving is like can be very personable, because I think you're really good at connecting people. So like I could be sitting here talking to you about something, and like you might see a resource, an article, or like a class, or does. Like a person, like you, like, you know what? I just talked to my homeboy that does da 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 da. Like here's the link. You're big on, and then like you're really big on like supporting people's dreams and goals. Like, but like in like a resource type of way. Like Liz supports affirmation. You support like here, and like you, I'll wake up randomly and be like, it'll be like an article or like a connect. Like, oh, my friend has a connect with such and such. Like, she said, hit her up. Like, you're like that, you know. And it'd be times where I'll be like, I forgot that we even talked about that, and I'd be like,
how did you remember that?
What? Mm-hmm. Where? You know? So like, okay. I think you're really good.
Okay,
no, I like you that. Made her happy. Look at her.
No, because as I'm looking like, back,
wait a minute.
Yeah, that is a love language. Yeah, because if you say you want to do something, I'm going to remember that. And if I see something that has something to do with that, that's going to help you reach whatever goal that you have, I'm like, all right, let me just link these two. Or if I can help in any kind of way, I'm with that shit. Okay, I liked it.
Yeah, and you're very nurturing too. You know, I always say that about you. Like, you know, you just have like a real nurturing
ambiance. Yeah, that's what gravitated me to be when I first met her. Actually, she has like this real, you know,
let's talk
nurturing,
about it.
Friendly vibe.
Let's talk about it. Like,
yeah, let's talk when, about this because this is gonna be hilarious.
When we met each other. What was your first impression? Like when you met Meek, what was your first impression? Because you're saying like I was
be
like
honest.
I mean, because yeah, you were, because I feel like I hit you before I even started working, because I seen you were the only Black girl there. So I was like, let me ask her all these questions I need to know before I walk up in like, you know, a fucking Shark Tank. So
yeah.
I hit you, and just how you was responding was just really cool, real chill. You know, it wasn't like, you know, nothing crazy. And then like, even when we got there, you didn't switch up on me. You still was more like friendly, like, yeah, girl, go ahead and do this. But it was still like, all right, now go and do your thing. You know, like out there and do your thing.
So would you say it was more like maternal, like a mothering, nurturing thing, or was like it more a like a big sister? Okay.
Like a big sister.
Okay.
Yeah, more like a big sister. So I liked it. And then did you introduce me? You didn't introduce me to Meek, but yeah, when we got in training.
I still remember that conversation, dog.
The first time I seen Meek and we was at training, I was like, I didn't see her like at orientation.
Wait, so for the listeners. Me and Meek have been dancing together for some time. Okay, I've known Meek since
2011.
And so Elizabeth, we met her at the pool that we were working at. I was there a year before she got there. And so I was kind of like introducing Elizabeth to like the other Black girls who was working in the industry. Mm-hmm. So this is when you got a chance to meet Meek, and we were all working at the pool together. So, okay, go ahead.
And then a little more background is like, Bethany was working in Cocktail, but I was also familiar with the company because like we had been dancing for the company. So like I wasn't new to the company. Like I say that because of how I carried myself.
Yeah, we were so comfortable. Like, what's up?
Walking up in that bitch.
Like, We were OGs. But yeah,
okay. Story time. So what?
Oh my god.
So when I seen I didn't see her in the first time. I'm like, I could have sworn it was only two Black girls. So then I seen another one, and I was like, who is this girl? So we were sitting in training, and I guess this was when we was doing popcorn reading, right? So I see her, I'm like, this girl over here almost falling asleep over here. What is this Black girl?
falling asleep.
She was. Her. She was.
I
like,
probably was. I'm not a morning.
I mean, you
person.
Know how long no. training was. We was. There I was for like. Too. So I, yeah, you could, I was tired. What? But she was just bold enough to close her eyes in front of everybody. So I was like, what's going on? We can do that. Like, what the fuck? The managers are sitting right there. You are next for culture reading. What is going on? Sleep right now.
So, I wasn't asleep. I was just resting my eyes. I was resting my eyes. I wasn't asleep.
So I'm looking at. I was like, oh, okay. So she didn't really. So I, looking at me, she didn't really give me no good vibes. I thought she was a bitch. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, this is gonna be a little bitch. She a little rude. So in B, we were doing training, and I don't know how we all ended up using it being us three. I think it was like break time. And then I don't know. She introduced me to her, and I swear, me gave me like a stank eye roll, low key.
She
gave me a stank eye roll, low key. Like, like she didn't like me, but
that's she can't hide how she feels. Like, I think we're all three of us are that way. Like, we can't really hide our like initial reaction to things.
Mm-hmm. No, so, y'all are way better at it. Y'all are way better at it than I am.
I can't control it when I'm irritated. But if I'm just meeting somebody and I'm playing that role, like, hi, how are you?
Right.
I'm like, what's going on?
Right. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like when it pertains to business. So, like, granted, if we're, like, in, like, a chill environment, then, yeah, you're right. I feel like we're the same. But when it comes to, like, business or, you know, it's a place and time for everything. Me, like, I already told y'all on the last episode, like, I have no fucking tact. Like, I don't, that shit does not register with me. It just does not register with me. Them, on the other hand, they're like, hey guys, what's up? Like, that, like,
social butterflies.
Yeah. So, yeah. I probably did. And so,
what was your first impression?
Don't get mad at me, Liz, because you know I love your ass to death. I didn't even remember her name because I don't know if you remember this. But you were like, you said something like, oh yeah, Liz is coming with us. And I was like, who is Liz? And you were like, the other black girl, the other chocolate, da 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 da. Like, you had to like explain, like describe her to. I was like, yeah, okay. And in my mind, I'm like, no new friends, B. B always goes out and fucking, like, find new friends and, like, try to bring new friends in. And I'm like, fuck, like, no fucking new friends. And I was telling E this is that, like, I'm jaded from the industry. You know what I'm saying? People see us, especially being the dark-skinned girl, and people automatically assume, like, if we black, we need to stick together. But a lot of people... A lot of times in those situations for me, it's turned out bad. Like, you know, and as the one that we don't speak of, you get what I'm saying? I get way more of that. You know what I mean? I'm a bit apprehensive of just automatically giving people, you know, like, oh yeah, like come in. Like, no, like who are you?
She thought I was green, bro.
No, I didn't. I didn't think you was green. I didn't know who the fuck you were. No, I didn't think you were green. But I realized that everybody assumed you was green. That's one thing I did realize. And then, like, through conversations and stuff, she started dropping some shit. And I was like, there's a whole nother motherfucking side to this that nobody knows. Like, nobody knows. Like, everyone thinks that, you know, she gives you this damn Polly Pocket smile. And everyone's like, oh my God, Liz. Like, nah, dog. Y'all think I'm the savage? Bro, Liz is a motherfucking beast. Like, for real. But yeah, I'm going to be honest. I didn't, in the beginning, I didn't care for her. And it was nothing personal. She didn't do shit to me. It was just, like I said, like, I'm jaded when it comes to the industry, when we're immersed in the industry. Like, low-key, I did the same thing with a couple of other black girls that I met and I know that are cool, but it's just because, like, and also I come from a different time, too. And the reason why, and what I mean by that is that when I got in the game, they used to put us against each other. So yeah. I would come in trying to befriend people, and then I would get stabbed in the back repeatedly, you know what I mean, over and over and over again. So now that's the reason why when girls, like, of course, when you walk into the room and it's only two of y'all, of course, y'all going to gravitate to each other. But like in my experience, the intentions weren't always pure. So when I'm in an industry event or environment and like, you know, I'm approached by my fellow sister, yeah. Like I'm like, I got to read you. I got to scan you first. Like,
so, okay, when did you be like, all right, she cool?
It only takes a couple of conversations. You've seen me in action. Like, it only takes a couple of conversations with people where I could be like, okay, like,
okay, well, what, like, my real question is, when did you remember my name?
I think honestly after the first time we hung out.
Okay.
Like, I'm not that much of a bitch. Like, the fact that I'm sitting and I'm talking to you, like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, cause like the very few times that we got placed on the same side, and we would have little bit of conversation here and there and stuff like that. Like, the fact that I stood and talked to you, you know what I'm saying? Like, mean I'm warming up to you. Like, cause I'll definitely not engage with people if I don't fuck with them. I'll just definitely be like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm gonna go over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you did that a couple times in the beginning.
Yeah, but no, but also that's because you was approaching me with that Polly Pocket bullshit, like, yeah, so, like yeah, so how, you know, with that big ass style and shit, and I'm like, beating your ass, and I'm like, yeah, no, like, this ain't it, like, no access granted. You was like approach, like, if it was like on some like just chill shit, I'm like, okay, but you're like, yeah, so like how long have you been serving? I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm walking. I'm gonna go over here.
I asked you that? I don't even ask that.
What? Sure. Yes, you do. In the beginning, like that was like your first industry job. Like you served at Stratus, but like you would ask like questions for like, you know, like experience questions. Like, oh, like where'd you work? And da da da. Like, you ask the questions.
Yeah, I don't know. B, your turn.
You have to say her first impression of me.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so listen, E. So this might make you laugh too. It's because I was walking into Bethany's territory when I met Bethany. Okay. So I come in, I'm green as fuck. Like, I had worked at Tao. I had just got started, and then I got accepted into Hayes. Hayes was like, you know, so I'm coming in. It was a fucking circus, but it was huge. Like, you know, and like, if you say you was a Hayes girl, like, that was like a big thing at some point. So I'm walking in, I'm excited, and it's only, I want to say that other Black girl was there, but she wasn't there that long. So I didn't really get to talk to her that much.
It was one other Black girl, and she ended up quitting. And then you met Michelle. Michelle was the only other Black girl who was working there. Shout out to Michelle. What's up, girl?
Yes. Yeah. And Michelle. But I feel like Michelle, she was there, and then, like, sometimes she wasn't. Like, I don't know. But I thought Bethany was a bitch when I walked in. Bethany had her whole little setup. Low-key, I thought she was a diva. Like, she had her whole little setup. She was doing her makeup and, like, you know, and, like, had her whole little, because like we had a dressing room with vanity and everything, and she had her spot and dude, and I was like okay, am I gonna talk to her? Is she gonna talk back to me? But we actually ended up being cool, but it was also like short lived because like we was for the opposing teams. Like, I got brought in by someone who was trying to like kick her team out, and so like, that kind of like, you know, like, so we knew we were cool with each other. There was no beef with us or nothing like that, and we spoke with each other, but it never really like flourished or developed because, you know, like, it was kind of short-lived. Like,
yeah, we had one manager on their way out and a new management team on the way in, and Meek was coming in with this brand new squad of people, and I'm like, who the fuck?
Right. And see, and that's what I was probably feeling, because you was like, because it wasn't even me. It was probably towards the team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was working with. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. So I thought, but then like we start talking, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. And then we realized that we knew people. So like, you know, we start talking about like our mutual friends and so on. And I'm like, okay, she cool. So anytime I saw her or anything like that, it was always love, always.
It was always love.
But we didn't really start to develop our friendship till we really start dancing with each other, you know, and became a dynamic duo, you know.
Hey. Okay, so I'm gonna start with you, Meek. So my first impression of you, of course, like you were coming in with this new team of people, because the thing with Hayes Nightclub was that all the girls were 5'7" or taller. We had this model-esque type of thing. And as this team is kind of low-key being pushed out, I see this dressing room start to get full of, like, these little girls.
Short-ass like, girls. No, you're right.
Little-ass chicks. Because the way that we were on the schedule, they used to pair us with similar, like, body I guess types. Our physical appearance. Yeah, like body types. So with me being 5'9 and slim or whatever, I'm always paired with the other, like, 5'9 slim chick. So I never got a chance to like work with you. We would be in the dressing room, but I never got a chance to see you like actually dance because I'm coming in and you're coming out.
Yeah.
And so I really didn't get a chance to know you, but the way that the dressing room was set up is that we come in, we get our hair and we do our makeup. So being the only Black girl in a dressing room full of women, like European girls, white girls, you know, whatever, I understood that Meek understood my plight as a Black woman in a dressing room. Yeah. Our makeup is different.
Yes.
Our costuming is different. But when it comes time to get our hair done.
Man, look.
You can't say what a Black girl's hair.
Bro, and that first night, I still remember. Like, first off, that's like, you know what? I might be wrong, but I'm gonna just go ahead and say it anyway. That is one of my deepest fears. It's to walk outside with a badass weave, like on some real shit, like for real. Like I'm talking about like a jacked up ass weave. Like, and I'm like, I would just put my hair in a ponytail. I'll rock the natural before I walk outside in a badass weave. Right. And the stylist, who he is a creative and amazing in his own right. But when it came down to us, like there were some things he had to learn. Like, he would just get these knotted, nappy-ass, matted wigs and just plop them right here and just start pinning the fuck.
I'm like, bro.
Like, yo. And also, you and I both went to cosmetology school. We didn't know this at the time. But I'm like, bro. I'm like, yeah, no, you. We can't. And then he like, stuck, like, three wigs, like, three pieces, made this big-ass, matted, you know, avant-garde, I guess.
It was,
you know,
a mess
with a hat, and was like, all right, you're done. I'm like, oh no, this is
like, okay, now go out here and dance. And you're like, wait, this shit is probably gonna fall off the moment I do one little head roll. And so I knew that, okay, finally someone else in this dressing room understands this whole process of being a Black woman and getting your hair done by someone who doesn't understand your texture or like just the culture, period. Like, I had to, and I love, you know,
I'm gonna
say his name, but I love him to death. But I had to teach him some things, like, hey, instead of going to this wig shop, let's go to this hood ass beauty supply store so you can get this shit for like a fraction of the price. And we're not gonna go out here looking like we just got, you know, electrocuted.
Right. So, but have you noticed that, like, I always felt like my hairstyles were the ones that looked like I was electrocuted, but then, like, other girls, like, the non-Black girls always had to slick, you know, I'm like, bro, you can slick this shit. You don't know how.
Here's the thing, Meek.
I have the right products.
I would always say, before I would leave for the night, I would say, hey, what are we wearing tomorrow? And I would come in prepped.
Yeah.
Oh, we're wearing ponytails, so my hair is already slick. Baby hairs is laid to the side. I know you know about that, Liz. So, and I would go and get my own pieces, my own like falls and drawstring ponytails and wigs or whatever, because you're not about to put that bullshit on my head, and I'm going to go out there and be the only Black girl looking fucking crazy. So, in a way, I was kind of watching the situation. But I've also felt a need to kind of like give Meek the heads up, like, hey, if you want, just come in ready.
And yeah. don't let them fuck your shit up.
Yeah. And then but then also I saw the shit he was using. I was like, pump it up, bitch. Nigga, no. Like, y'all want to die?
Smell it.
Ugh. Like, y'all want to, he was just, I'm like, so y'all gonna break y'all shit off.
But that moment that we, you know, shared at Hayes, I really didn't get a chance to like know you, but I was like, okay, I see that we have something in common here is the Black girl experience that no one else understands in this dressing room. Yeah. Even Michelle, she's biracial, so her hair texture is different. So when it comes to, you know, the prep of getting ready for this Vegas life and this Vegas job is different.
Yeah.
So, but I always had like a, I'm not gonna say I had a thing for Meek, but I just like had like a soft spot for her. So I end up quitting this job and I moved with my son's dad. We were in Houston, but I would come back and visit or whatever. But one time I just decided to pull up. I was 8 months pregnant and I was out for my little brother's 21st birthday. Meek was still dancing. I was like, cool, Meek's here. The whole squad, like everybody's here. So I'm like saying what's up to everybody. But I walk up to Meek. I didn't tell any of the other girls, but I walk up to Meek. And I was really slim when I was pregnant, so you couldn't tell. But I had this, like, fur vest on. And I moved my vest out the way while Meek was, like, dancing. And I was like, look, I'm pregnant. And she's like, bitch, I'm pregnant, too. I was like, so I was like, oh, my God. Like, she's pregnant. She's still dancing. Like, I just thought it was so dope. But I always kept it in the back of my mind. Like, she's about to be a mom, too. Like, I just thought it was really dope. So,
yeah.
Fast forward to, you know, later on in our dance careers, when things started to change in Vegas, things became less EDM and dubstep. Uh-huh. It became more hip hop. I was like, we need Meek here. She gets it. She knows how to dance. You know, not, you know, no shade towards the other girls, but like she can actually, she's not like a trained dancer because I'm not a trained dancer. But I know that she knows how to get up there and have a fucking good ass time. And people love watching her dance. And it was something that we definitely had in common. So once, you know, the job that we were working at decided to go into a different direction and it was just me and Meek, I was like, oh,
I have to tell this story. I have to. And don't feel no type of way. So they decided to go into a different direction. We was under the belief that they just didn't want any more dancers. And then, was it you or was it me? Where we, like, saw a post and we was like, who, we, like, zoomed in, like, who the fuck?
So we had the weekend off.
Yeah, we had the weekend off. But then
well, here's the thing. So I was working at Daylight and we had Ludacris at the pool. And I know Ludacris' team. So they were like, yo, we're going to be at the club tonight. Come through. So I'm like, cool. I'm going to go hang out at the club where I usually be dancing, but I got the week off. So I'm just going to hang out. And what do I see? We got some random ass dancers up in here. And I was like, hold up.
Janky
as fuck. All of this shit is janky. I don't like this. And I literally went to the manager and was like, look, I don't know what y'all got going on up in here and where they came from, but this shit looks crazy. And I was like, all you honestly need are two fire ass dancers. And he was like, you and Meek. I was like, boom. That's exactly it. Thank you very much. And that's where like our whole thing, like our friendship really like took off because we're spending, you know, 3 days together dancing on this stage and just having a good ass, free ass time. It wasn't choreography. It wasn't no pressure. We were just actually just having a good ass time.
Yeah. And then also it was like can we both say it's the first time where like we have full agency over our performance. Like they just trusted us. And so like I'd be like, B, I see some fire ass boots. I'm about to buy you some. We gonna wear them this week.
Thanksgiving. I thought what size you wear? She sent me pictures of video. I'm like, yeah, girl, get them. I'm an 8.5. Yes, ma'am. And so when I decided to, you know, I was like, Meek, you would be so dope if, you know, you came to the pool. Like, we need your energy. We need that. Because my whole thing was we need more Black women working in the industry in Vegas, period. Dancers, cocktail servers, bartenders, we need all that. So I'm always down to see more Black women coming in. So I remember, you know, I auditioned again because we have to re-audition every single season for the pools for waitressing. So I remember I got the call back like, hey, of course, we want you to come back. You know, we're going to have a great another great year at the pool. And then as I'm seeing girls like being hired, I see that I have a friend request or like I was followed by some girl named Elizabeth Simmons. I was like, what the fuck? Because around audition time, a lot of Black girls will follow me because I was like one of the only Black women working in the industry. So they wanted to work there. So they kind of, I guess, want to pick my brain or whatever. Or they want some tips like, how can I, you know, I would love to work there. What do I do? But I didn't know Elizabeth was already hired. So I was like, you know, I'm going to follow back. I don't know what's going on here. But, you know, I had never seen this girl before. Like, who the fuck? Because first of all, I was
disappeared
in Vegas. I was the Black girl with the curly hair. So who was this Black girl with this curly hair pulling up? Like, who
popped
is she?
Popped up out of nowhere.
With these abs. I'm like, hold up. What's going on? She got these abs. I don't know what's going on. So when she showed up to training and orientation and all, you know, everything, you know, for starting the job, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be that girl who's like trying to give her a hard time. I want more Black women in this position. So I'm going to take her under my wing. Whatever she needs to get this job, I'm going to do my best to make sure she's straight. So my first impression of you, Liz, I was like, she really wants to do this shit. So I'm going to do what I have to do to make sure that she gets it because we need this. The type of venue we were working at was just like, we had so much fun on our hip hop days, but we just didn't reflect the demographic. And I knew that people would take to you well. So I was like, I knew Meek would flourish. I knew you would flourish. And I'm down for making this shit work. Like, we're a team. So I'm not going to sit here and hate on you. I know you guys have come across women who have a problem with other pretty women. And that's whack. It's like they have to be the only pretty person in the fucking room or they're going to sit there and be insecure or have a problem with every fucking body. That's not me. I'm like, no, I want us to have the baddest fucking squad in Las Vegas. And we did.
That was the best year ever.
We really did. And it reflected in like the great time that people had. It reflected in ourselves. It reflected in every aspect of us working there. But people really just couldn't take it.
Hey, we're going to pause it right here this week. But make sure you check out part two, where we touch on male and female friendships, how becoming a mom affected our friendships, and the ultimate friendship breakups. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Crazy Sexy Cool Pod. And visit our website at crazysexycoolpod.com. We'll see you next week.